And welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad?
I'm not bad, thank you.
It's nice to have an extra person rather than last week by myself. on 93.2 FM. Starting slightly earlier than we usually do. Unfortunately, there's still some issues with the equipment, so none of our jingles or promos can play. So you didn't get to hear that iconic little intro that we usually have. It's a bit weird to jump straight in, actually.
It's weird to not hear it for once.
Yeah, it's weird.
Getting so used to hearing it every time.
When I've been here for the last year and a bit, I've always had that intro on every show. It's never been like not present.
It's like we expect it now.
Always. Yeah, like I might, and then oh, it's unfortunately not working. Yeah. But hopefully we'll get that fixed soon. I do apologise for last week's show with the equipment issue, with music playing when I was trying to speak, and I seemed a bit flustered, but. Bit okay now. It's a little bit better than last week. It's just the promo, so you can't hear any of the promos for our amazing other shows here on Sheffield Live. But we're jumping in anyways, going in a bit early. We've got a bit more time to talk and play music, I guess. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Starting off with Oasis's "Don't Look Back in Anger" for a couple of reasons. I'm talking about last night, of course. Devastated.
We lost, didn't we?
We lost.
Yeah.
We're winning as well. It's not the Oasis song I wanted to play. I was hoping to play Wonderwall this afternoon, but it's a complete opposite direction. It does have meaning, though. We just can't look back.
Yeah.
And if we do look back at this game, we learn from it.
Exactly.
The next big tournament is the Euros, of course, in 2 years' time, so we've got a bit of time to wait for that. It just hurts every time we go out of tournament.
I know.
Worse and worse. And with "Don't Look Back in Anger," it was the first Oasis single to be sung by Noel Gallagher.
Oh, really?
As Liam used to do it most of the time. Noel did a couple of other songs after that. And going in with Deep Purple's "Hush," it was a cover version, actually. I used to think it was an original song, but it's actually a cover of a song by a man called Joe South. It's a country and soul song originally, but Deep Purple covered it as part of their album Shades of Deep Purple, just to commemorate the anniversary of the late, great John Lord, who passed away 14 years ago today, with the iconic keyboard in the background, which made Deep Purple stand out. And the new guy who's doing it for the new album and everything, the new tour, is living up to his standards as well. They found the right person for that.
Sounds just like the old stuff, doesn't it?
Literally bang on the old stuff. It's like going back in time to 1968 and beyond, which that's when the album came out, Shades of Deep Purple. I think it was one of their first ever albums, actually, after forming. But I am going to talk about a little bit about the game before we get into the next song. As I said, it's devastating.
It is. Yeah.
Winning as well, but a bit of questionable tactics, especially in the second half, taking all the attackers off early on, then playing defensive, and leaving the great Lionel Messi unmarked to get two assists, which I thought would clamp down on straight away. But, you know, it is what it is, but tactics were a bit questionable. There's been some mixed feelings about the game, especially with the manager, Thomas Tuchel. Here on Communities Live, we try to remain as impartial as we can without defamating anybody.
Yeah.
But I am pleased Tuchel is staying on, actually, despite all the criticism. He took us to the semi-finals of the World Cup for the first time in 8 years, as we didn't quite reach it in Qatar 4 years ago. But considering England's rough patch in the 2010s, early on especially, it's great to see us getting far.
Yeah, definitely.
Like better and better, stronger, and a much stronger squad.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, Argentina, Spain in the final now, which is set to be a decent game. And we've got our third place match. So if we win on Saturday against France, we get third place in the World Cup, which is pretty good, actually. It's a pretty good achievement, considering.
Yeah.
Which would be nice to get something rather than nothing.
So it'll be in the top three at least.
Top three, that is something. I mean, but it's now 60 years since we won the World Cup, so 66, it's by the time it's going to be 64 years by the next World Cup.
Yeah.
So the weight, the weight goes on. I could talk all day about the game, actually, having watched it. I mean, the atmosphere was incredible. The loudest cheer I've heard for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Just hope everyone had a great all England fans had a great time in this tournament, going out to watch it or whenever or whatever you did. Just have to wait till the Euros, which we are actually co-hosting. The United Kingdom, as such, and Ireland are set to host the Euro 2028. So we're automatically there. We don't have to go through the qualifying phases or anything, I don't think. Plenty of nice stadiums as well, and a bit more reasonable kickoff times rather than you know 1 a.m.s and 4 a.m.s and everything.
We'll be going off our time rather than American time.
And Soup's work patterns as well, hopefully. Fingers crossed. But we are going to jump into some more music. This song is by The Police. A certain drummer celebrates his 74th birthday today. I am talking about the great Stuart Copeland.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Stuart, if you're listening. Who was an amazing drummer. Underrated, in my opinion. I had many a song to choose from for this one, but I chose this. It's one of my favourite ones, and I think this was on a Guitar Hero or one of the Hero games.
I remember.
It could have been Rock Band or Band Hero.
It might have been one of those, because I was
I just remember seeing it somewhere. Just something in my head just tells me it was there. To commemorate Stuart Copeland's birthday, we're going to play Police with Message in a Bottle.
Bottle.
I think Sting's trying to send an SOS out there, isn't he?
You think so?
I think so. That was Message in a Bottle by the Police to celebrate Stuart Copeland's birthday. Mm. Sting actually says sending out an SOS at the end of that song 31 times.
Really? I wasn't counting.
31 times. I wasn't counting either. It's just a fact I saw fairly recently, actually, when it appeared on the radio station, one of them.
Oh, nice.
31 times saying that. I wonder if he got bored of doing it in the studio, saying it over and over.
Yeah, probably.
Message in a Bottle was released on the 7th of September 1979, so not too far off from the anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe we're in the middle of July, actually.
This year's gone fast.
This year's gone really, really fast. It's July. It'll be Christmas by next week, it feels like,
won't it?
Yeah, and Message in a Bottle got to number one that year too, after releasing, with some complex drumming from Mr. Copeland himself.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how have you been, Brad? It feels like it's only been 2 weeks, I think, since I saw you.
Yeah,
it feels like much longer.
I think it's the heat, really, isn't it?
The heat, yeah. That is something.
Struggling in the heat, haven't we?
Yeah, this is possibly the longest heat wave I've seen, I think.
I know.
To my knowledge, anyways. I could be wrong.
Didn't feel this hot last year. Ever.
No, up until we had that 40-degree temperature a couple of years ago. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
As I said, we weren't going to come into the studio last week, but I decided at the very last minute, I was like, I'm just going to do something.
Yeah.
Heat or not, just about survived in the studio with the heat.
I'm glad I didn't come, I would have melted.
Yeah,
it's warm now.
Working aircon and windows pushed open slightly. And just information, I know I said about Guitar Hero with Message in a Bottle, it's Guitar Hero 2 that it was featured on.
I never played, yeah.
Yeah, I used to have that. That's where I got it from. I just remember playing it and hearing it, and I'm like, hold on, I know this.
Yeah.
So Guitar Hero 2, once owned by myself.
Yeah.
I had most the Guitar Hero game. I didn't get World Tour, though. I didn't end up buying that, unfortunately.
I think I had all of the ones for the Xbox 360, the ones for them.
Mine was on the Wii.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was before my Xbox phase.
I did get one of them for the Wii, actually. I think it was three that I had for the Wii, I think.
Yeah, still got the equipment in the loft somewhere. I can always see the drums if I pop my head around.
Yeah.
I think that was from the Band Hero, the Beatles edition. Yeah. I remember fondly because depending on which song, they're always in costumes depending on that album.
Yeah.
So playing the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band songs,
they
had all the outfits on, like all the distinctive colours. Yeah. That was fun to see. Late 2000s, take me back for those games.
Yeah.
That's good times. We did have a reboot of a certain game, though, recently. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
The best of the lot, I think.
That's my favourite Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
There's a few I like, but that just stands out.
Yeah.
It's been released for a week now, which doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
It feels like longer than that.
Yeah.
But it just came out last Thursday.
Yeah, it did.
On midnight, so watching people play it straight away, jumping on. That was fun.
It's digital only, or is it on disc as well?
Digital only, to my knowledge.
I'll get it on disc if I can.
Yeah, I don't buy discs anymore, so I always get digital. Saves me losing discs.
Yeah.
And I can always reinstall when I need to.
Just recently, I'd rather get the disc, with what's been happening recently.
Yeah, indeed. But hearing the shanties again was great to hear. They're very catchy, the shanties.
That's one of the best bits.
It's one of the highlights of the game. Not just the gameplay, but the graphics look amazing.
Yeah.
Better than even some films, actually.
Oh, really? I've only seen, a little tiny bit of footage.
It's enhanced as anything, the graphics.
Nice.
On par, if not slightly better, with the Red Dead Redemption 2 graphics.
Oh, really?
That says something, doesn't it?
And that is one of the most detailed games.
That's one of the most detailed games ever.
It's known for it.
See what GTA 6 comes up with.
I think that'll top it, I think.
The engine power that will be needed for those graphics. Especially 4K.
I'd imagine the Series X and PS5 might struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be locked at 30 FPS from what I've heard.
Ooh.
From what I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not, so don't quote me, but that's just what I've heard.
Yeah, I'll bear it in mind and then I can come back to you if it is true, but that sounds like a lot.
We'd want at least 60 at this point, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would. Jumping into some more music now, a song released 62 years ago, a bit of a retro song, one of the most recognisable. It's been in many TV and films. This man has one of the most recognisable voices. They're not a one-hit wonder, though, this band. I'm talking about The Animals. They are not a one-hit wonder. They had some other hits, too.
Yeah.
But this reached number one in the UK just the other day, actually, on July 13th in 1964.
Oh, nice.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's still a big hit today. Even people, like younger people, getting into it.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult song to sing.
Just shows how good of a song it is if people are still listening to it today.
Indeed. And I'm going to jump into it. Just listen to Eric Burdon's vocals on this. You'll be amazed. Here is House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call
love that bit at the end, that organ, yeah.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Always gets me, that organ. House of the Rising Sun by the Animals here on Communities Live. As I said, featured in a couple of things, notably Martin Scorsese's movie Casino in 1995, about a Las Vegas mob.
I don't think I've seen that.
I think I've seen it a while ago.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the song being in there.
Yeah.
So I had to do a quick fact check, make sure we got all our facts straight and everything. It was also featured in the 2016 Suicide Squad, the first Suicide Squad film.
Okay.
If I remember the scene correctly, it's like a bird's eye view across the city, towards the end of the film, actually, I think.
Okay.
I remember hearing that, I was like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
I've heard that somewhere. A bit of more trivia about the song, actually. Bob Dylan did the cover on his debut album.
Oh, really?
Then the Animals adapted it, and it got to number one, of course.
Oh, nice.
It's a folk song, originally from 1920. 106 years ago.
Mad.
It's that old of a film, but the Animals made it famous.
Yeah.
It's amazing how covers or adapted songs sometimes succeed the original.
I know,
there's
yeah.
been many examples. Like Hush, as we played in the at the start of the show, yeah, covers sometimes beat the original. It's like the master defeats the apprentice. Well, apprentice defeats the master, even.
It is, yeah.
It's one of those situations.
Yeah.
I need more than two hands to count how many covers have made it.
Loads. Yeah.
I can't even count on ten fingers.
Yeah.
The amount of covers. Also, people covering it in live like performances, if they're upcoming musicians or anything. That always gets a name around. You always start with cover songs.
Yeah.
Very rarely, I think, you write your own songs straight away.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones did that. It was cover originally, and then they moved on to their own.
Yeah.
Where Jagger and Richards worked very nicely together. And, well, do I need to explain where they are now?
Yeah.
Brand new album out and everything. One of the most successful bands in the world.
Oh, is it out now? Is it?
Came out last Friday.
Oh, I didn't realise it was out now.
And it's a nice album.
Oh, yeah.
It is a nice album. They still produce quality work to this day.
Yeah.
Age is just a number, I say. It's a bit of a cliche, but...
It's good to see that they're still going, though.
Yeah, same with Deep Purple, actually, with their album. About 2 weeks old now.
Yeah.
I've listened to both albums. Obviously, we had a little preview of some of the songs released early.
Yeah.
And we've got the full album now. It's available everywhere. CD, vinyl, every streaming platform you can think of, YouTube Music, Spotify, Apple Music, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about how many it's sold so far. I can't give you that information because I don't have it.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's a decent amount already. So we're going to get into some more music in a second, and I just found out a bit of trivia actually about Metallica, who they are the only band in the whole world to play on all seven continents, including Antarctica.
Yeah.
2013, I think, they did a mini concert in Antarctica, being the only band in music to do so. I don't know how they could do it in Antarctica. Like, did their hands not freeze with guitars or anything? Mind you, the amount, the fast guitar in, I think the hands were warm enough.
Yeah, maybe.
But every continent in the world, Metallica has played, and recently came to the UK, actually.
They did.
London, Glasgow, Cardiff. I think they did Dublin as well. Yes, they did Dublin, Ireland as well.
I think my nephew went to see him, actually.
Oh,
actually, my brother-in-law and both of my nephews.
Lucky people.
You know, I wanted to go.
Yeah, my dad has a friend from work who also went. Although they are very loud, so if you've got sensitive ears, I'd still go anyways.
With sensitive defenders or something.
Yeah, but I'd happily see Metallica, except they're quite expensive to see. Rightly so as well, to be honest with you.
I'd love to go.
I'm not going to complain about this. But I was amazed by this continent trivia. There's not many people go to Antarctica to play music.
I know. It's just how cold it is.
How cold. It's just rural as well. There's no permanent houses or anything.
I imagine the cold would have affected all the equipment as well.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Lars kept warm doing the drums as well.
Yeah.
But they played all the greatest hits, so yeah. Basically, even though they've got a whole long list of greatest hits, yeah. I don't think they've got a bad song, actually.
At least from what they've released, at least.
From what they've released.
Yeah.
But they easily the most listened to heavy metal band in the world currently.
Yeah.
There's no real answer to if they're the best, because people's got different opinions.
It's subjective, really, isn't it?
It's subjective, yeah, that's a good word, actually, for that. But yeah. People's got opinions. You could be if Sabbath, say Sabbath are the best, Iron Maiden's the best, Metallica's the best. Mm. It's just a universal answer.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong opinions are opinions. But whilst on the topic of Metallica, I'm going to play this. I've got into this song recently, because I absolutely love the guitar.
Yeah.
And the music video for this, all filmed in black and white as well,
yeah.
To add to what Metallica are about, heavy metal, sort of dark sounding music.
Yeah.
Taken from their amazing album from the same name,
yeah.
Which has the tracks like Enter Sandman and co, but I'm going to go with The Unforgiven. Bit of a long one to give us time to relax, because my throat's starting to dry up now, actually. Yeah. We're going to take a... Call it a hydration break, just like what we've seen in the World Cup. But here is Metallica, The Unforgiven.
Thank you. Like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, 'cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when you can't see eye to eye?
If you don't know me by now,
you will never, never, never know me. No, you won't.
If you don't know me by now,
thought we'd play two songs just as an extended hydration break, so we'll call it. Yeah. Metallica's The Unforgiven, the first part, actually, because it comes in two other parts, I believe, part two, part three. There's a bit of trivia behind that song, isn't there, Brad, that you told me about? A couple of things. But...
Yeah. So the guitar solo, when they was recording the album, the guitar solo that you hear was the very last take of the guitar solo. So they recorded it multiple times and like sort of picked which take they liked the best, and the last one just happened to be the best one. So
best to last.
Yeah.
Literally. It's featured on the Metallica documentary, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so A Year and a Half in the Life of Metallica, which is a documentary, you know, showing you how they recorded the album, basically, and all the stuff that they used and techniques they used.
So 1991, they'd be in their late 20s by then. I keep forgetting how old Metallica are.
They'd be my age.
Like, is that a scary thought?
Yes.
What was everyone doing in their late 20s? Whilst Metallica were recording albums, whatever year you were born, what were you doing in your late 20s?
Most people would have been like working. Not normal jobs.
normal jobs.
Normal jobs.
And then went to play another song, which released 37 years ago, but it got to the US Billboard number one, which is like the best achievement a musician can achieve.
Yeah.
Simply read, If You Don't Know Me By Now, a nice little calm song, which is probably going to be stuck in everyone's head now.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. It's just one of those that will get stuck in your head. But fantastic vocals from Mick Hucknall, as always, with Simply Red. Always recognisable when you can hear Simply Red song, based on vocals.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, when I get home, I'm going to Google the Metallica Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, and watch it.
That's a bit of a mouthful, Metallica Antarctica. I'm just interested to see. How many people were there? I don't think there was many, because Antarctica's mainly research bases.
Yeah.
There's no permanent residents other than the animals on there, the penguins.
Imagine it would have been just abandoned the crew, like setting up all the stuff and stuff, I imagine.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I've not watched it, so I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
We'll have to find out into that. But I don't know if any other band are going to conquer all, well, not conquer, but perform in all seven continents.
Yeah, maybe. It could happen. We don't know.
It could happen. There's new and upcoming musicians and bands.
Yeah.
But I think it was for charity as well, actually, the Metallica gig. It might have been for charity.
They've done a few things for charity, haven't they?
Yeah, they donated, for their Glasgow concert, they donated £10,000 to a food bank.
I heard about that,
They're nice people, Metallica.
They are.
James Hetfield, I'd like to meet and everything.
Yeah.
He always carries two guitars around, especially for The Unforgiven as well, I've noticed, in live performances.
The gigs, yeah.
And then as soon as he gets to that, solo, about three quarters hour, 1 minute, so 3:45, he just switches, like, right, next one.
Yeah, it's like he switches between acoustic and electric.
Many people can do that with carrying two guitars at the same time. I imagine a crew member at the back, like, here, here's the second one, and then just run back. There's always see things like that.
Doesn't he have the acoustic, like on a stand, kind of?
Yeah, then he just picks it up. He sometimes puts it round.
Almost like a microphone stand. So the
Imagine
the microphone is the guitar, kind of thing. Like it clamps onto it or something.
Yeah. Well, speaking of seeing guitars, sometimes it goes wrong live. I recently watched David Gilmour improvising when his guitar broke in a live performance.
Ah, yeah.
Still sang along and everything whilst waiting for his new guitar to come. And he made it successful in the end.
I think I know what you're on about. I think I've seen it, I think.
It is David Gilmour we're talking about.
Yeah. I saw one of Stevie Ray Vaughan as well.
Like another great guitarist.
He kept playing while the string broke, and then one of his, like, someone came and brought him a new guitar while he were playing.
I think, did Jimi Hendrix do that too?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Even though I don't think he was capable of breaking a string. He was capable of breaking a guitar whenever he finished.
Yeah, setting it on fire and
setting
stuff.
Using his teeth to play.
Imagine being that good, you can play with your teeth.
Yeah,
I wish I were that good.
I think he's in the top three, definitely, for guitarists. Yeah. It's a universal answer again, a bit like who's your favourite band, or best band. But without doubt, for this occasion, I think Jimi Hendrix is top three.
He'd be on the Mount Rushmore of guitarists, definitely.
He would. His picture's actually featured in the church house next to the cathedral. There's a massive picture. It just says Legends of Rock.
Right, okay.
And he's slap bang in the middle where he should be, like, so everyone can see him. But there's other musicians on there. There's Janis Joplin.
Where's this again?
At Church House.
Near the cathedral?
Next to the cathedral, yeah.
Ah, I might go and have a look on my way home, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Might pop in for a pint or something.
Yeah.
And it's a massive picture. Unfortunately, not for sale, because I'd love that picture in my house. If anything ever happens, like, well, God forbid, the Church House closes down. Because it's a wonderful pub, and it supports live music and everything, which I like to see.
Yeah,
keeping afloat, because live music is very important, especially in Sheffield, where so many good musicians have sort of risen.
We're kind of known for it round here, aren't we?
Yeah, especially the late Leadmill.
Yeah.
But we have, like, Sydney and Matilda and the O2 Academy and everything.
We do. Yeah.
And the Church House. Mm. And... yeah, unfortunately, we lost the Green Room recently as well. Coming up to two months ago.
Yeah,
But there is a new venue either open. I think open. It's still going to be like a bar venue, but it's the Green Room's gone.
Yeah, it's just like different name sort of thing.
Yeah. Speaking of guitars as well, Tony Iommi's selling a new one, another one for charity as well.
Oh, nice.
I think it's the same charity he did for his other guitar that he sold.
Okay.
For the hospital in Birmingham to raise money for that.
Nice.
I think in the cancer the cancer ward, having been a cancer survivor himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it's going for.
Yeah.
His last one went for about £54,000, I think.
It's a lot of money for a guitar.
It's not quite David Gilmour's £13 million.
I know. That is stupid money for a guitar.
Whoever bought it, I don't know if it's just a display or they're actually playing it.
They must be stupid rich, whoever bought that guitar.
Yeah, but I think it went to a good cause as well. I imagine it did.
Yeah.
But this guitar, if you're a left-handed guitarist, especially, with Iommi being one of the few left-handed guitarists I know of.
Yeah.
I never see them, though, left-handed guitars.
They are a thing, just not as common.
No. It's mainly obviously, right-handed.
Yeah. Like, I've known guitarists who are left-handed, but they learn right-handed.
So. Yeah, just turn it round.
Yeah.
It's possible. I saw one in the window, actually, at Cash Converters in Chesterfield a few weeks ago. They are there, but I don't know many left-handed.
Yeah.
But yes, it was announced recently via his social media pages. He is selling a new guitar.
Nice.
Which he has played on.
Yeah.
And he made me laugh. He started saying, "It works. It does work."
To make sure it works.
Even if it doesn't work, I'd put it on display. Like saying, "This once belonged to."
Yeah, definitely. So would I.
Yeah, I won't be able to play it, of course, because I'm right-handed.
Yeah,
but always going for a good cause. I like it when instruments sold for good causes, especially when. Because I don't think I know a musician who doesn't give towards a good cause.
Yeah.
Every musician always donates something back to the. Back to the public, and not letting fame get to them as well. Well, we have about 5 minutes of the show because we don't have our outro either.
Yeah.
That's weird to think.
We were saying that earlier, it feels weird not being able to...
It's a bit weird to see. Well, so we're just not going to have to do that, unfortunately. So I'm going to play a song, actually. There's an anniversary coming up, a very sad anniversary.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday next week, isn't
Wednesday next week, yeah. A year already.
I know, it's gone fast, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has. I know I was talking about Tony Iommi. I know we've played plenty of Sabbath, but I fancy the change with this one. Released, I think, 2001 this was released.
Okay.
It's one of his solo songs. It is a bit of an emotional one, but I'm feeling a lot, I'm not feeling emotional now. I'm over the World Cup now. This looks like the end of the show today. I wish I could play the outro, but
computer problems. Isn't
computer
it?
Problems. Yeah, hopefully get that fixed shortly. Next week we will be building up to Tramlines. as the festival kicks off next weekend. Yeah. Myself and our producer Chris Zanelli will be at Tramwines, hopefully gathering some great interviews for some good content, which will be played over the next week.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed for that. And the weather's going to be nice, so that's even better. Definitely. So, well, Brad, thank you for being here.
I always enjoy being here.
Same here, and it's nice having some company, actually.
It is.
But we are also looking for volunteers. We are on the move, don't forget. You may have seen on the website and our social pages that we are moving to the former Tap and Barrel site on Castlegate. You can still join us before we get there or as we get there. We are actively looking for volunteers. Come join us. I'm not sure how big our new studio is, but for now, there is plenty of seats around this table.
Yeah, there is.
And talking about all sorts, all good stuff. Mm. If you want to get in contact about volunteering, you can find the information on the website, email address, phone number, or contact our producer, chriszanelli89@gmail.com. Brad, thank you for joining me once again.
Thank you for having me, like always.
Always. We'll be back next week for Tramline's content build-up, as I say. But to commemorate next week's anniversary of the great man himself, played a bit of a different song. We're going to play Ozzy Osbourne's Dreamer. Thank you for listening.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her sometime.